Now, on Bulldog Live, it's Second Amendment Tuesday. Joining Bulldog is attorney Penny Dean.
Brought to you by Riley Sports Shop and Hooks at New Hampshire's largest gun store and also the biggest defender of your constitutional rights. Visit them online at rileysguns.com or on the Daniel Webster Highway in Hooks it.
Now, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Second Amendment Tuesdays on Bulldog Live with attorney Penny Dean. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
Another week and so much to talk about in so little time.
I'm telling you, they got to quit causing trouble for us.
All right, who's causing trouble now?
Well, I'm telling you, first of all, I've been misquoted. I don't mind being quoted because I'll speak my mind, but mm-hmm. I mind being misquoted.
Uh-huh.
And anyone who read an article in the Concord Monitor by Anne Marie Timmons and another person said that my Glock had repeatedly misfired. Not true. Never said that. Didn't happen. And it was just a really offensive long piece. But the bottom line is, I was misquoted. And so I sent an email saying I was misquoted. And she said, oh, no, you said blah, 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 which is not even close to what I said and not close to what she printed. So it's just one of those things I tell people, that how things are worded and what you say mean things. And
uh-huh.
So I was really quite offended, because if you think I had carried a firearm that repeatedly misfired, I wouldn't do that and didn't do that. So anyone who read the article who said, well, why would she continue to carry a firearm that repeatedly misfired? The answer is I didn't.
There you go. Right. Because what it was referring to is an incident back in 2004 in which you got shot in the leg when you were reholstering your gun, right?
Yes. And the bottom line was that she said the firearm had been repeatedly misfiring. Prior to that, not any such thing happened.
Uh-huh. See, yeah. This is why I don't talk to newspapers. This is why I submit things in writing to them.
Well, you want me to tell you what? Lesson learned. Lesson learned. It seems like by now I would learn that lesson, but by golly, lesson learned. So I always tell people, even when I read quotes from other people in the paper, I've been known to send them an email or call them and say, hey, did you say that?
Uh-huh.
You know, did you say that? Because this is what it said. Did you say this? You know, because that really adds up. And next, because we have so much to talk about
yes,
today.
We do.
You wanted to talk about the SNHU armed...
Oh, yes, on the gun-free campus of Southern New Hampshire University, along with the other universities in the state university system that are gun-free and where our students should be able to walk around freely without the fear of gun violence. Well, yeah, that happened. Tell that to two students who got held up at gunpoint on Saturday morning.
And that's the bottom line, is the only reason, in my opinion, these universities are quote-unquote gun-free is the students are afraid to be expelled, which is a reasonable fear, for violating school policy.
Mm-hmm.
I say show me the law, and as an adult, okay, going on the campus, granted you risk being thrown out, okay, because of their policy, I don't think it's the law, but the bottom line is that's exactly right. These students couldn't defend themselves, and here's what we have to remember. Unless you're a boy or girl genius going off to college, most college students are over 18. Last time I checked the definition anywhere, someone over 18 is an adult.
Uh-huh.
And we have an unarmed land for adults. It's called college. You want to go there?
Been there, done that.
Yeah. The bottom line is it's just really, really crazy. And then we have another incident where students were stabbed. Okay, in a gun... You know, a gun versus knife thing is actually pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bottom line is that people need to look at what is happening. And do you want to send your daughter off, who's just equipped for being raped there? to some university with no protection.
This is very interesting because at UNH, where this stabbing, one person was stabbed, another person was beat over the head. This is not the first time that such an incident has happened in that, particularly in that area where this incident happened. So let's see, to say that we would be completely safe without guns on campus, why?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like the people who say, oh, but we can't have a bill going through the legislature, which has been tabled, that would allow students to carry guns. No, they are allowed to. What we're doing is removing the impediments to their being allowed to carry. Am I correct on that verbiage?
You know what? Here's the thing. I admit, for some reason, there was technical difficulties that cut out.
Oh, okay. What I said was, the legislature tabled a bill that by reading most media accounts, they would allow students to carry guns on campus. And I say, no, they already are allowed. We're removing the impediments to their ability to carry.
That's exactly right. You're removing the risk of you getting pitched out of school.
Words mean things, folks. And the media who says, well, this would create, imply this would create a new right out of thin air is just simply not true.
That's bullseye bingo. That's exactly right. And that's why when I've been to different universities for different things, at least in New Hampshire, and I'm only talking New Hampshire, every state's different, I absolutely felt free to carry. And I have this thing, I'm not going to go into a disarmed zone. You know, and that's the bottom line, is that you don't know when things are going to happen. Because like you say, if you did, you'd stay home that day.
Well, right. Well, you know, the union leader today, too, I don't know if you caught this. They had written an editorial about a bill. I think it was House Bill 1555. Where did I put it in my pile of stuff here? Oh, about gun-free refuges, saying that the wildlife refuge, state and federal wildlife refuges are gun-free. And it is House Bill 1555 that's at a public hearing right now, which the bill, according to the Union Leader editorial, would replace the ban on carrying firearms in state fish and wildlife refuges with a ban on discharging firearms for the purposes of taking wildlife.
Which is really great because it allows people to exercise their right to self-defense. In other words, people aren't looking to go in there and poach. They're looking to go in there and feel safe.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's exactly, it's a good bill, okay? And it would make it very clear that you're allowed to carry your self-defense tool in that area. You're just not allowed to poach what you're already not allowed to poach.
Right, exactly.
You're already not allowed to poach. So they can now charge you with two laws instead of one law. And so that's really going to keep the poachers out. Oh, no, I could get charged with two laws. Oh, I'm only going to poach in this area. They only charge me with one. Come on. I mean, do the poachers even know the laws?
Well, the editorial thinks the bill goes too far, that you should only be allowed to carry handguns and you shouldn't be allowed to walk through a wildlife refuge with a shotgun or a rifle.
You know what? When the crap hits the proverbial fan and things are really deep, tell me if experienced people and they have a choice of self-defense tools pick a rifle or shotgun in many instances.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, so they do.
Shotgun and, over a handgun in self-defense. Sure, okay.
Yeah,
I think the answer's clear.
And there's a very famous instructor who says, why do I have a handgun? So I can fight to get to my rifle.
Yeah.
He's like, I have a tool so I can fight to get to my rifle. You know.
Exactly. Well, anyway, 1-866-823-1077. This segment of Second Amendment Tuesday is brought to you by Riley Sports Shop in Hooksett, located at 1575 Hooksett Road. And you can reach them at 485-5000, also online at rileysguns.com. Penny, we've got some other legislation to talk about, too.
Really important, HB 1220, which it depends on who you listen to. Do you want the truth or do you want balderdash? And this is the bill that everyone says it's going to get rid of the state police gun line. Yay! And I say, okay, let's talk about what this means practically. And this has happened to many, many good people. And I put a handout out that I gave to the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, and I've emailed it to Bulldog. And he'll be able to put it online or a link if he so chooses. And we have to look at the practicality of 1220 because people think, okay, if you go to a firearm store and they call the feds, meaning if you're buying a long gun, they call the feds, which is NICS. And they grant or deny, meaning give an approval or a denial number of whether or not you can purchase a firearm. if you're purchasing a handgun, and again, we're talking about New Hampshire, other states are different, the firearms store calls what's called the gun line in Concord.
Okay.
Now, if you're purchasing a handgun and some rifles and shotguns, the firearms store can choose to call the state, because when you go for an approval, you can transfer 1 or 100 firearms at the same time. Let's say you're really rich and you've got lots of money in your wallet. When you go in and get that approval at the same time, you can buy one or, you know, infinite number. Okay, they just give an approval for a transaction, and that means however many are included in that transaction. So it's important to know these things. Now, here's what happens. According to the FBI, and I have the statistic printed out, NICS doesn't make a mistake. We have a whole list of reasons why people are denied and no columns for mistake and denials, because I guess it doesn't happen in all the millions that the feds do. They never make a mistake.
Wow, I'm glad they're perfect.
Yeah, I'm not so perfect. So here's what happens, a practical matter. Let's say you go to Riley's and they call it in and they say, sir, I'm sorry, you know, we weren't able to get approval from the state police. You were trying to buy a handgun. What you do is they say, look, if you have a half-hour, drive down to Concord. They'll tell you why you were denied. And so you drive to Concord, you go in there, and you say, gee, why did you deny me? And they say, well, in the Hillsborough County Superior Court in 1998, you know, you were convicted of XYZ for docket number 444. Or in 2002 in Massachusetts in the, you know, Suffolk County Superior Court, here's this docket number. You're convicted of X. That's a reason. You can go get that information, and you can look at it, and you can go, this isn't me. And you can go back to state police and say, gee, someone's made, or to the gun line and say, gee, someone's made a horrible mistake. Let me show you this stuff. And it's not me. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, we can see there's a mistake been made. Next time this comes up, we'll override it, and we'll let you purchase.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a reasonable resolution to a problem.
And done fairly quickly, too.
Well, not only that, that gives you the answer. Here's the difference between the feds and the state. The state says you can't have a cookie because I'm the mother. The gun line says you can't have a cookie because we're eating dinner in an hour. You had 4 cookies before. There's reasons you can argue with, okay? Because
right.
I'm the mother doesn't give you an answer or a reason to argue with. You ever heard your mother say, because I'm the mother? You know? Well, that stops all argument, right? I'm in charge.
Yes.
You're not. And you're not getting any.
Gotcha.
So that is what I'm saying is they give you a specific concrete reason that you can deal with. They give you a specific thing. They give you the information they have, which is reasonable about you because they've just denied your right. Now, let's say the same thing happens with NICS. Riley's or any other firearm store, because it's the only choice, will give you the slick brochure, and they'll say, look, just call this number, and they'll tell you why. And you think, well, gee, that sounds really reasonable. So you go and you call that number, and they say, oh, we're going to have to send you some paperwork. And you're like, okay. So they send you some paperwork, and they say, give us your fingerprints. And they have this standard...
Why, I didn't commit a crime.
Right. Now, do you want to give the feds your fingerprints?
No.
Not only no, but heck no, okay? And so the whole thing is, they have a law, the Brady Law, that says within 5 days, if you are denied, they have to tell you the reason, okay? The reason is a specific reason, like you were convicted in the Hillsborough County Superior Court of XYZ. You can argue and fight and challenge that, because you either were or you weren't, right?
Right.
Okay, and they have specific all sorts of CFRs, which is called the Code of Federal Regulations, all these laws saying that when you're denied within 5 days, they're going to tell you why. Well, if you believe that, I happen to have some oceanfront property in Arizona. I'd like to give you a good deal on it. It's just not going to happen. And they have a NICS appeal request form online, and they have a NICS resolution card, and they have all these really fancy cards. They're really pretty impressive. Okay, they're not going to give you any answers, but they got some fancy cards. So you send
like
them all.
A TSA customer comment card.
Yeah, so you send them in the transaction number and your name, and I do that on behalf of clients, and I say, here's the law, tell them why. And they will send you, I call it the circle. This letter is in response to your inquiry concerning your client, Mr. X, denial to purchase or redeem a firearm. By way of background, during a NICS check, our computer searches several databases which contain records of persons with disqualifying conduct. As a name and descriptive-based system, the computer program is designed to screen individuals with similar names and/or similar descriptive features within certain parameters. Mr. X's denial indicates that either he or another individual with a similar name and or similar descriptive features has been matched with the following federally prohibitive criteria under Title 18, and it goes into all the laws.
Okay.
Okay, which tells you absolutely nothing. So we know the person's prohibited person. Yeah, we know that. Okay, so they say, and I say, wait a minute, you have the person's date of birth. You mean to tell me someone else with my client's name, date of birth, and address? That's when you get no answer, right? And the answer is they will keep sending you the 3-page form letter and a fingerprint packet until you're purple in the face. You're going to get nowhere unless you give them your fingerprints.
Okay.
There's all sorts of studies about the inaccuracy of fingerprints, and it isn't just me. There's federal opinion, or I'm sorry, state opinions on point. So the bottom line is, do you want to give the feds your prints when the law says they can't make you do it, when they clearly thought you were you because they denied you from purchasing a gun? Right?
Okay,
so do you want the feds to be your only source of determining whether you get to exercise your Second Amendment right or not?
No.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer, because the bottom line is that you're going to go nowhere. And after that, they're going to say, well, listen, we can tell you're having trouble. So we have this voluntary appeal file that we can keep for you forevermore. You just give us permission to defy federal law to essentially track all your gun purchases, and we give you a special ID number. And every time you call in, you give them that special ID number, and they'll let you buy guns.
Oh, my gosh.
But we'll just violate all federal law because you voluntarily waived all that. Doesn't that sound like a good deal to you? But the bottom line is, when it comes to the gun line, they literally look at it in a common sense fashion, and they regularly override what is wrong. In other words, they go in the same NICS database, mm-hmm. and they use other databases, but they apply a common sense approach to it.
So they are allowed to override the NICS check?
They are allowed to make determinations based on facts that they see before them. I don't know what they're allowed to do or not do. I know that they give you an approval number at the firearm dealer to purchase a firearm if you prove to them satisfactorily through documents that the information that they have there is incorrect or there's a problem with it.
Okay.
And so for me, that's what matters, because I care if a client, because the question is, do you ever want to give your prints to the feds?
Sure.
You know, and the bottom line is the feds don't follow the law. So the question is, when they become the only source for our firearms, meaning we don't have the gun line that can take a common sense approach to things, do you think the rules are going to get tighter than they are or better?
Sure, I understand. I follow this perfectly. Well, Penny, time flies when we're having fun. I have your email. I will post this on my website, the presentation that you gave to the House Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, and that will be on the Second Amendment Tuesdays page later on tonight at BrianTilton.com.
Yay. I just think people need to be calling their reps or senators, and anybody who thinks they're getting rid of the feds in Concord, you're taking the average guy and taking away his right to have any type of redress if he's erroneously denied the purchase of a firearm.
All right, I got you. Well, again, Penny, how do people get in touch with you?
230-9999.
All right, and thanks again to Riley Sports Shop and Hooks It for making this show possible. Thank you, Penny. Talk to you next week.
And remind me next week to finish this up on one issue.
All right, we will. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.